Greetings from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We are here today to take you on an audio journey through the Spirits book by Allan Kardec. Today's journey covers occupations and missions of spirits, questions 558 to 566.
Enjoy.
Question 558. Do spirits have any other duty besides their own personal improvement?
They concur in the harmony of the universe and act as ministers in fulfilling God's will. Spirit life is a continuous occupation, but it is not at all arduous like that of earth, because it is not subject to bodily fatigue or the anguish of need.
Question 559. Do less evolved spirits also perform a useful role in the universe?
All have duties to fulfill. Doesn't the least of masons concur in the construction of a building as much as does the architect?
See question 540. Question 560. Does each spirit have special attributes?
It is worth stating that we all must inhabit all places and must acquire knowledge of all things, successively presiding over functions involving all the planes of the universe. However, as Ecclesiastes states, there is a time for everything. Thus, one spirit is currently fulfilling its destiny on this world, while another will accomplish or has already accomplished its destiny at another time on the earth, in the water, in the air, etc.
Question 561. Are the functions that spirits perform in the order of things permanent for each spirit, or do such functions belong exclusively to the attributes of certain orders?
All spirits must ascend the various degrees of the scale in order to perfect themselves. Since God is just, God could not have given knowledge without effort to some, while others acquired it only in a painful manner.
Author's remarks for question 561. Likewise, among humans, no one reaches the supreme degree of skill in any art without having acquired the necessary knowledge by practicing the most elementary functions of that art. Question 562. Since spirits of the most advanced order have nothing more to acquire, are they in a state of absolute repose, or do they still have occupations?
What do you think they are doing for all eternity? Eternal idleness would be eternal torture.
Subquestion 562. What is the nature of their occupations?
Receiving orders directly from God, transmitting them through the universe, and supervising their execution.
Question 563. Are the occupations of spirits unceasing?
Unceasing, yes, if we understand that their thought is always active, for they live by thought. Yet one must not equate their occupations with the material occupations of humans. Their very activity is a delight because they know they are being useful.
Subquestion 563. That is understandable for good spirits, but does the same apply to less evolved ones?
Less evolved spirits have occupations suitable for their nature. Would you entrust the works of cultured individuals to manual laborers?
Question 564. Are there among spirits those who are idle, or who do not occupy themselves with anything useful?
Yes, but it is temporary and depends on the development of their intelligence. Certainly, as among humans, there are those who live only for themselves. Such idleness, nonetheless, weighs on them, and sooner or later, the desire to progress stirs the need for activity, and they are glad to make themselves useful once again. We are speaking of spirits who have arrived at the necessary point of self-consciousness and free will, for, at their origin, they are like newborn children, who act more from instinct than from a determined will.
Question 565. Do spirits examine our works of art and take an interest in them?
They examine anything that may indicate the elevation of spirits and their progress.
Question 566. Does a spirit who had a specialty on earth, a painter or architect, for example, take a special interest in the works that were the objects of his predilection during life?
Everything blends into an overall objective. If the spirit is good, it will take an interest in them to the degree that they enable it to help with the evolution of souls towards God. Besides, you are forgetting that spirits who practiced an art during the lifetime in which you knew them could have practiced another in a previous lifetime, because it is necessary for them to know everything in order to perfect themselves. Thus, according to their degree of advancement, it might be that nothing constitutes a specialty for them. This is what I meant when I stated that everything blends into an overall objective. Also, be aware of this. What is sublime to you in your backward world is no more than child's play when compared with what exists on more advanced worlds. Why would you suppose that the spirits who inhabit those worlds, where there are arts unknown to you, would admire what would appear to them as no more than the works of a school child? As I have already stated, they examine whatever may indicate progress.
Sub-question 566. We understand why such must be the case with highly advanced spirits, but we are speaking about more commonplace spirits who have not yet raised themselves above earthly ideas.
Their case is different. Their point of view is more limited, and they may admire what you yourselves admire.